Since spring of last year, I've been preaching about who is this Jesus. Today, we're going to take a little bit of a turn. We have seen Jesus as the babe born in humiliation. We've seen him as the anointed one. Remember that sermon? The rejected one, the deliverer and the healer. We've seen him as one who seeks and saves the poor, the downtrodden, the outcast. Remember that sermon about the tax collector? How Jesus sought him out. We've seen him as the great and the wise teacher of divine truths. We preached the whole way through the Sermon on the Mount. The things that he taught, we stand for. That's what we are to teach and stand for in this world. Now we want to look at him in a whole new light as the Revelator. Who as one who reveals himself in the future. Our thoughts this morning are about the future. Today is the first day of 2017. What will this year bring forth? What will happen throughout this year? Someone came to me this morning and said they're just counting down the days till January the 20th. Amen. Till we get a new government. I wonder, will we be satisfied with that? Will that be perfect? I don't think so. We're wondering about what will happen in our personal lives. Anybody here looking forward to retiring this year? Brother John, you are. Yeah. Anybody looking forward to arthritis this year? Maybe somebody's looking forward to getting married this year. Laura's not here, but she's getting married this year. I think there's someone else, too, that I have gotten an inkling that they're getting married. So there's things to look forward to in our life, and that's our future. And you know, we think about the stock market. We think about prosperity. We think about war. What's going to happen? Are we going to have to go to war? Are we going to have to defend ourselves? We are wondering about ISIS and terrorism, and is it safe to go someplace? Last Sunday, they were talking about a terrorist invading churches in America. Thank the Lord it didn't happen. And everybody was safe. But it makes us wonder, you know. We put alarm systems in our house. Somebody going to try to break in. Somebody going to try to rob me while I'm in town. I get out of my car at Walmart. What's going to happen? We're thinking about the future and what is in store for us. Not only here in the United States, but even around the world. But I want us to focus this morning on the one who will reveal himself along with the events that will usher in to his kingdom. This is my text this morning, Revelation 1:1-8. The revelation, Apocalypse, of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things. things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory, hallelujah, and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for you sending your Son, Jesus Christ. And oh Lord, we're grateful that you loved us so much that you gave him as a ransom, and that he loved us so much that he was willing to die for us even while we were yet sinners. But all this year from the spring, we've been seeing the picture of him as a humble servant, walking the earth, going about everywhere doing good, preaching truth, healing the sick, reaching out to the outcast. We've seen him as the anointed one of God, the Holy Spirit coming upon him. But we've seen him as his human life here on this earth. We have envisioned him as going to a cross, dying, being buried, rising again the third day. No, we have seen him, Lord, as our shepherd and our Savior. But now, Lord Jesus, according to the beginning of your revelation of him to us, we are seeing him now in a brand new light, as one who will reveal himself to us through the events of 2017, maybe 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, could be, Lord, 2024 could be the year that you return from heaven riding on a white horse. Hallelujah. Today we're going to begin to look at your Son as you have revealed him to us in our future. Help us, Holy Spirit, to catch a glimpse of him, and not to be downtrodden, but to be filled filled with faith and hope. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. As I said, I want us to focus on the one who will reveal himself along with the events that he will usher in, through which he will usher in his kingdom. We're about to have a new government formed here in the United States. We are about to have revealed to us a new leader of government. And none of us know for sure. We have our hopes. But none of us know for sure what's going to take place. We are hoping. But I'm telling you, the one that is being revealed here in the book of Revelation is sure. We don't know how long this new government of the United States will last. Maybe 4 years. We hope. Maybe 8 years. We don't know. But this one thing we do know, if our hope is in Jesus Christ, who has been our Savior, we're going to see a revelation of Him that gives us hope for a kingdom that will last forever. Hallelujah! Amen. Praise the Lord. Now the verb apocalypse, means to reveal, and that's the Greek name for revelation, apocalypse. It means to reveal, to make manifest, to uncover, to view. The noun means revelation, a disclosure, an appearing, a making manifest. The apocalypse or revelation of Jesus Christ, therefore, is a revealment, a manifestation, an appearing of Jesus Christ. Some people say of the book of Revelation, it's a revelation of future events. No, it is a revelation of Jesus Christ. He is the one who brings about, through his government and rulership, new events to the world. This is the apocalypse, the revealing of none other than Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus left this earth. You remember that story? He was standing with his apostles and disciples, and while they were standing together, he went up in a cloud and disappeared, went to heaven. And the Bible says that he is there on the right hand of the Father as our intercessor. Now, we talk to him, but how many of us have seen him? We have not been transported up there to his throne that we might be able to look on him and view him. So he has been sitting up there. We talk to him. We go to him as our intercessor. But he is kind of hidden from us. We believe, according to the Word of God, he hears us. And he is with us in spirit. But he's kind of been hidden. But now John is telling us, through writing this book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, that he is about to be revealed, manifested in a brand new way. This is the key to the whole book. It is a book of which Christ is the great subject, and he is the center of the book, particularly in that period of his administrations and glory designated as the day of his uncovering. Amen? The day of his appearing. I'm telling you, saints, the Bible teaches us he is going to appear again. How many of you really believe that? You believe that you're going to look up and you're going to one of these days see Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this is the subject of the book, is that He will appear. He will be uncovered. He will be designated and revealed to all of mankind. It's not just a mere prediction. You go on the internet, you can find plenty of predictions. These guys will tell you, well, this stock and that stock and that stock, they're going to do wonderful. Well, you check it out 6 months from now and boom, the bottom fell out. They made a prediction, but it didn't necessarily come true. How many turn on the weather and the weather forecaster predicts? He predicts. They've got it down to a science now. Let me tell you. Well, you know what I always say? Somebody says it's going to be snow on a Monday. I say, I'll tell you Tuesday. So this is not just a mere prediction of divine judgments upon the wicked and of the final triumph of the righteous made known by Christ. But it's a book of the revelation of Christ in His own person, in His offices, in the future administrations. Oh, hallelujah! When He shall be seen coming from heaven as He once was seen going into heaven. When this Bible tells me that He'll come again in like manner as you watched Him go into heaven, I believe it with all of my heart. Amen. One of these days, there's going to be a strange cloud coming out of the east. Hallelujah! And we're going to look up, and as we're watching it, there'll be a wonderful sound. And as that trumpet sounds, hallelujah, I'm going to lose all of my clothing to this old earth. I'm going to be robed in a robe of righteousness, and I'm going to go up, 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 and away. Hallelujah. And all of those who are serving the Lord, when He is revealed in this manner, will go to be with Him. Ah, do you have your traveling shoes on this morning? How many are ready to change from whatever you have on to robes of righteousness? Robes of purity. Oh, hallelujah. How many want to see the King? Oh, praise the Lord. I've been getting these emails. Oh, join up. $25. We give you a special invitation to come to D.C. on the 20th and you can see the inauguration. I said $25 my foot. I can sit at home in my couch and see more than I can see now. So I'm not necessarily enamored by the fact that I got an invitation. I know there are millions got the invitation. I wasn't the only one. Because they wanted $25 from millions. Huh? Let me tell you something. There's one invitation. There's one coming. Hallelujah. I have a special invite. Praise the Lord. You have a special invite. It's an invite to the revealing of the new King, the new government. Amen. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. And you and I are invited to His inauguration on the streets of glory in the throne room of God Himself. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. This is an account of the revelation of Christ in His personal forthcoming from the present invisible estate. I've been to a lot of places and I've seen a lot of things. I've walked into the wealthy people's homes and cottages. If you ever go up to Connecticut, you have to see their cottages. My whole house will sit in their living room. Yeah, it's their summer cottage. They brought the paneling from Europe and all of the marble and all of that kind of stuff. You know, they brought it over, and I walk around and I say, isn't this something? Yeah, I've been to England. I've been in the Queen's dining room over there, and I've looked 120 people at one table setting. I know you talk about a table, and I walking around there, and I look at these places, and I say, wow, isn't this something? But then I get to thinking, praise the Lord, we're invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're invited to a table where there will be millions, billions, who will sit down at the table of the Lord and eat grapes that are as big as watermelons. Glory to God. Get me my heavenly bib. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a time. We see the Master walk in to the throne room where the sea of glass is, and the face of Him whose face outshines the sun. That's where Jesus is. And this book is the revelation of Him coming out of His hidden estate to reveal Himself to us and the whole world. Give Him a praise this morning. Amen. It is the account of the revelation of Christ to receive His bride. You know, I've had many, many weddings down through the years. And when it comes time for that bride to come in, I have everybody stand up. I kind of keep an eye on that groom, because he's not seen her in that beautiful dress. He's not seen her new hairdo. He's not seen her with the hot lips, and he's not seen her with all... I'm not going into a discussion of that. But when she walks and turns the corner and starts down the aisle, his eyes go, amen. The Lord is going to be revealed to receive His bride. Who's the bride? The body of Christ. How many of you have your wedding garments on? Hallelujah. How many of you are prepared? You've got your makeup on. You've got your hair in place. Hallelujah. You've got all your sins taken care of. You've got all of the debauchery out of your life. You've cleaned yourself up. You're looking as good as you can look by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You're the bride, and He's getting ready to reveal Himself to receive the bride of Christ. Oh, hallelujah! You know, He's coming on clouds of glory, and His bride is going to, the dead ones are going to come back and be resurrected into new eternal bodies. We are going to lose the old body that we have and have an eternal body. And as we're coming up from the earth to meet Jesus in the air, I can almost see Him standing up there in His radiant beauty saying, wow, look at my bride. Woo! Look at my bride. The bride's coming. Woo! Hey, wait, to take her back to the honeymoon chapel in heaven. Amen. Oh. This is an account of the revelation of Christ to judge the wicked. When you read through the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, when you read about the events that He is going to administer to this old world after the bride has been received up, the bride will no longer, the church will no longer be here on the earth. The church will be up there with Him for the marriage supper of the Lamb for 7 years. Hallelujah. But while we're up there, this old world and the people that live here that were not ready to go with the rapture of Christ, were not ready to go and be with Him, those who did not repent, those who were hypocrites, those who had rejected Him, will still be here on this earth. And guess what? He is going to pour out judgment. Just quickly, some of the judgment that will be coming upon the earth. 1/3 of the population of the earth will die in 7 years. Actually, 3.5 years. The last 3.5 years of the 7 years of tribulation. There will be 1/3 of the population. Think about it. 8 billion people on this earth now. 1/3. Over 2.5 to 3 billion people will die during that time. 1/3 of the fresh waters of the world will be turned to bitterness and poison. People will go to get a drink. They need a drink. You can live 4 days without water, and you need water or you die. They'll go to get water and it'll be poison. The judgment of God coming on this earth. There'll be metal insects of some sort that will rain down from heaven and bite the human race and try to kill the human race. And they'll call on the rocks and the mountains to fall on them and kill them. They'll want to die, but they cannot die. There will be starvation, there will be earthquakes, there will be thunders, there will be famines, there will be pestilence, all pointed at the judgment of the wickedness of this old world. I don't know about you, but I want to go. I want to be ready. Amen? I don't want anything. I don't want any pretty woman. I don't want any pretty drink. I don't want any pretty smoke. I don't want any pretty anything to keep me from being ready to go with Him. Amen? He's going to be revealed. And when He is revealed, the people of this world will cry out for Him to hide them and for the rocks and the mountains to hide from the face of God Almighty. And fourthly, the account of the revelation of Christ is to set up His eternal kingdom on this earth. Thank the Lord, our forefather said, any one man can only rule for 8 years. Amen? Aren't you glad? I said, aren't you glad? I don't care who they are. Republican, Democrat, Independent, I don't care who they are. They're imperfect. Their governments are imperfect, and I'm glad they're out the door in 8 years. I've been to some countries. Just came back from one in Africa where the guy set himself up as the king. And the king owns all the land. He owns everything. If you want to build a house, you have to get a permission from the king for a little spot of land to build your house on. The land never belongs to you. It all belongs to the king. The king has the full say of everything. If some company wants to come into the country to do business, they have to go to the king. He's been there for, I think, 30-some years. And when he dies, his son will take over as the next king. So there is no difference in the rulership. People have no say. You have to do what the king and the government says. Well, I'm glad I'm going to be part. And this revelation is a revealing of the eternal kingdom. kingdom of God upon this earth. Oh, hallelujah. When he comes back with his city that is 1,500 miles cube, set it down on this world, it'll reach from Atlanta, from the Ocean City, it'll reach to the Missouri River. Hallelujah. Set it down on this old country, and it'll reach from New York City clear to Jacksonville, Florida. That's how big the city is. And it'll reach 1,500 miles up into the heavens. I've been up as high as 4 miles. 48,000 feet. There's some guys floating around up there now who are beyond Earth's gravitation, and they're just floating up there. I don't know how far out they are. They're taking invitations from people to go to Mars. How many want to sign up? It's a one-way trip. They tell you that. When you sign on the dotted line, you get in the buggy with the horse to pull you to Mars. It's a one-way trip. There's no coming back. You're out there for good. I'm telling you what, when my Lord sets up His kingdom on this earth, it's for 1,000 years of rule. And you and I are going to be kings and priests. ruling and reigning over the inhabitants of this old world. Oh my, it's 5 minutes after 12 and I'm only half done. This is what the revelation is about. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul or John here introduced this revelation to the churches of Asia. He addressed them in grace and peace. And he told them that those who believe and read this description, this revelation of Christ, will be blessed beyond measure. It comes from the seven spirits which are before His throne. That is from the Holy Ghost in the fullness and completeness of the Holy Spirit's office and powers. Oh, hallelujah. This revelation is from Jesus Christ. He is the one who is coming. The stone that was set at naught. The one that human hands crucified. The one that rejected Him and refused Him. Now He is coming in the fullness of His power, His grace and His glory. It's coming from the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. Hallelujah. It's coming from the one who loved us and washed us. Oh, hallelujah. Hear those words. Washed us from our sins in His own blood. He has made us priests and kings to God. Oh, I know some of you have low self-esteem. And you kind of think, well, I'm a nobody. Well, all of us really are, aren't we? Except when we had our name written down on the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's written there, adopted by the Heavenly Father. We are now His Son. And we are also heirs and joint heirs with His Son, Jesus Christ. Glory. So guess what? When He's sitting on His throne, ruling over this old world, when He comes and brings His kingdom and His administration, guess who is going to be ruling and reigning with Him? The saints of God. Edna, get ready. You throw that old wheelchair away then. Praise God. When you speak, you will say to the human beings around you, you listen to me. God sent me. And you better pay attention.
Hallelujah.
Anybody here ever got a whooping? Maybe the ones that didn't raise their hand should have. I never got one. Look how good I turned out. Oh, Lord, help me. Bible says he's going to rule with a rod of iron. You talk about a razor strap. You talk about a board. Yeah, you get a board of education applied to the seat of learning to get some understanding. Nah. He rules with a rod of iron. What he says happens. It's not like you get caught for selling drugs here on the street and they take you to court and judge smacks your fingers and says, stop that. Go out there and be a good boy. Uh-uh. Not that kind of a thing. When Jesus is ruling as king, he sends you and I as his priests and his kings to rule over the people on this old earth, the human beings that were left behind and escaped from the tribulation period will be here and will be ruling and reigning over them, telling them what thus saith the king. He's coming with clouds. Every eye will see him. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Oh, hallelujah. There is none before me, and there will be none after me. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Mr. Trump is coming in this year. And in 4 or 8 years, he'll be going out. And if Jesus tarries, there'll be another one following him. But I'm telling you what, when the King of Kings sets up his kingdom, that's the end of it. Amen. He will rule forever and ever and ever and ever. The Almighty, the one with all power and all glory and all majesty, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Give him praise in the house. Praise the Lord.